Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Marco Prevedera is our guest. Marco is a new friend of ours on the show, but he's not going to be new for long. He's got a lot more to teach us over the years. He's an attorney specializing in international law and more especially in the world of privacy. And he's doing a lot of work with a lot of companies and a lot of organizations on this issue. This is the topic of our future, folks. The in my opinion, the most important topic for every citizen of planet Earth is going to be come down to this one word, and that's our relationship with privacy. What do you think, Marco?
Yes, Jed. You're absolutely right. The problem is that we tend to think about privacy in terms of relationship with the government, basically. The fact that today we have the techno companies in the landscape, which are amassing an enormous power, I want the audience to think about that. Facebook has almost 3 billion subscribers in 70 jurisdictions. In other words, we complain about government surveillance. Government surveillance is there when you raise very, very important red flags. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, governments in general, do not have resources, personnel, time to waste with
you. Or an interest in you that much.
Or an interest in you, unless, in fact, you're a person of interest.
Right, quote. Right. Right.
Now, the techno companies is exactly the opposite. They want your data because data is the oil of today, is a major financial economic commodity. Mm-hmm. So they want your data, and they do everything to amass your data. Have you ever thought what the retention policy of Facebook would ever be? I mean, how long they keep your data?
Forever.
The answer is forever.
Yeah.
No matter what the legislation
is. And it's not just Facebook. It's Amazon. It's Google. I mean Jeff Bezos.
Apple, Bezos.
I have a quote from him directly. He said, "I want you to buy my stuff, but I really just want your data."
Remember the terrorist San Bernardino attack in 2015? In 2015 in California?
Uh-huh.
16 casualties. 16 bodies on the ground. And the FBI, in the course of a national security investigation and criminal investigation, asked to open the dead terrorist's iPhone. Mm-hmm. And what Apple answered was, no, that would be in violation of privacy. What? I've been a privacy lawyer for 25 years. I cannot think about any legal grounds for such a statement.
Yeah.
In the course of a national security investigation, you talk about privacy. This is preposterous. This is marketing oriented.
Right.
And you are the first violator of privacy, by the way, because you know our data, which we unfortunately volunteer all the time.
Well, they have this reach, 3 billion users, as you say, and that's just one of the companies. Facebook, Amazon's all over the world, Google's all over the world in various iterations. They have their access to us and the power that they have through that information and the digital leverage that they have in their capacity and in their infrastructure. Because it's global and crosses all these lines, they have the potential to be dangerous individually or when they get together in terms of global, the whole global future. I mean, I'm concerned that they could become dangerous to sovereign governments. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. The thing is that you have to think that a few individuals, which are no more than CEOs of commercial companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're unelected. They're no accountable to anybody. And they control this billion of trillions of data. This is not just us who say that, but a source like the National Intelligence Council of the United States, which is the think tank of the 17 intelligence agencies, published a global trends through 2035 and talk about empower individuals
mm-hmm.
as a direct threat to national sovereignty as we know it.
Yep.
So you're perfectly right. I mean, these people
and now, Marco, that they have that Facebook has the Libra, their cryptocurrency. I'm sure Amazon will be out with theirs soon. Probably Google. Who knows? Not in my opinion, the cryptocurrency is even a greater potentially assault on sovereignty because, as you know, the dollar is the most powerful weapon the president has, isn't it?
Now, Libra is the new cryptocurrency. It's been announced to be launched in 2020 by a
Facebook
consortium which resembles like Spectre. Remember James Bond's movie?
Yep.
It's a Swiss consortium. Nobody knows exactly who's on the board except that they probably gather a number of companies. It's a threat to the financial system.
Yep.
It's not me who says that, but it's The Economist, mm-hmm. the issue of June 22, 2019. Mark Zuckerberg, quote, Mark Zuckerberg initiative, which has been cooking in Menlo Park for 18 months, has two problems. First, it could disturb the stability
Marco,
of the financial
Marco, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you come back to that when we come back. We're going to talk about the future of this, folks. Where is this going, and what can we do about it to make sure it doesn't get out of hand? Marco Privedera is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.